Bradley, 2.5% the minimum wage is going up by. Is that fair? Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Ollie. Look, in a time when industry is under so much pressure and has been, as in the hospitality and tourism industry, the average business, tourism hospitality business, say it's a hospitality business with 50 staff, could be looking at around $2,000 a week extra pay as a result of the decision. Now, in the circumstances where we've got 50% of our workable areas, so the 1 in 2 square metre restriction,
yeah,
plus the lockouts, lockdowns, plus the other interruption that's occurring, the downturn in international travel, particularly impacting on accommodation hotels, inner city areas, this increase of this nature is going to be tough for the industry to swallow.
It's got to be conditioned with the fact you'll be allowed to open, Bradley, guaranteed that you're able to open, you won't be locked down, and as you just mentioned there, be able to trade at full capacity.
Well, we're saying that if they're going to implement, well, the implementation of this will occur, there's no doubt about that.
Yeah.
But businesses must have certainty around COVID-19 restrictions, and the capacity constraints have got to be lifted, Ollie, particularly in Western Australia, where we're not seeing the same problems that exist over East. The Chief Health Officer has to give consideration now to bringing us back to 100% as we were before COVID. The time has come now to give that serious consideration. For our industry, which is being constrained substantially, it means that wedding function centres, event centres are only able to offer 50% of the capacity. It means restaurants are not able to offer all the capacity. And we all know what it's like trying to get a booking in a restaurant these days. It doesn't matter who you are, it could be Ollie Peterson or Bradley Woods, we're still going to get on the queue.
Yeah, you do.
And it's because a lot of venues are not able to offer their full capacity.
Yeah.
If it's not 1 in 2 square metres equating to a 50% reduction, it's probably around a 30% reduction, the way in which you calculate it. But no doubt, if we're going to pass on these types of wage increases, we've got to be able to get back to normal trading conditions much, much sooner than later.
There's a bit of fanfare Friday where you didn't have any COVID-19, not only in the community, but not even in hotel quarantine, Bradley. So I guess your message as well this afternoon is, what are we waiting for?
Well, and Ollie, if there is an outbreak, if there is a problem in WA, we can always go back to putting restrictions in place of some sort in the event that that occurs. So we're saying still maintain the contact register and the QR code login system, but give us back the 100% capacity that we had before COVID-19 pandemic restrictions came in.
Speaking of the QR code register system, we know it's been in the news the last 24 hours. Bradley, are you worried now, and are your members worried that punters will simply not use it?
No, because the government's introduced legislation to prevent the police being able to use that information for purposes otherwise for what it was created. And the fact the government has had to introduce special legislation to stop it being misused is obviously extremely disappointing. But the police have got their objectives, and the Commissioner has made that clear on your station this morning. But at the end of the day, the system has to continue to be supported by the public. Venues will continue to operate it, support it, provide the codes as people are checking in. The QR code system, the check-in process, is critical to maintaining safety if we're going to reopen our economy and allow businesses to be open in hospitality and tourism. So, look, whilst, yes, disappointing that the police used it for a purpose that was never intended, they have their reasons, but the government has done the right thing and implemented those changes to the law that will stop them being able to access it into the future.
Bradley, appreciate your time. Thank you. 9221882. Are you on the minimum wage? What will this increase of 2.5% mean for you?